Hello, everybody. This is VR Podcasting, as you know. Today, I would like to raise awareness, I think, of my experience with, or my most recent experience when travelling with Virgin Trains. And you will see that I'm deliberately tweeting this at Virgin Trains as well, so that they can have a take on it. I was going to complain, and I still may do. I've still got a case number and stuff, but it's not really, the complaining isn't really so much the issue for me or any kind of compensation. It's making people with disabilities aware of really what I experienced. And I think you may or may not agree, it's up to you. You can tell me what you think, that what I experienced isn't in keeping with Virgin Trains. Whether it's not, if it's not a written policy, it certainly seems to be an agreed, generally accepted way forward, that what I'm about to say is the case as opposed to is not. So here's the story. I was travelling on the 17th of May, which is last Friday, on the 6:10 from, that's the 18:10, from Birmingham New Street to London Euston. I got into New Street, as I normally do when travelling to such places, and because New Street is new in particular, and asked for assistance, which I got, of course, and no problem there. The train, the station staff at New Street assisted me down onto the platform for the train in question, the 18:10. And because standard class was crowded, they said, well, we'll put you in first class, because it's not normally, it's not an issue with Virgin. They're pretty accommodating and whatever. And I've been told this on Journey Care as well, that when I've booked assistance, they've said, look, you know, if you may well get in first class, because people often, if the train's crowded, just go and sit in standard class, first class, don't worry about it. So I had a standard ticket, sat in first class, that was all fine. So I was put in first class. And then the train conductor came down and asked for tickets, and he stood there for mine, looking at it for a minute. And I said, do you want my rail card? And he said, no. He said, but you've got a standard class ticket and you're in first class. I said, I know that. And explained that I was put on the into first class by station staff at Birmingham New Street. Whereupon he said, well, no, that's fine. They've made a mistake. And I said, no, they haven't made a mistake. They did it because the train was crowded on standard class. So I said, what? And he was obviously making an issue of this, and it was increasingly obvious that he was not happy. So then he said, well, okay, so I said, well, you can move me if you want. And he said, and that's right, I had some food with me. The stewardess had come round and given the complimentary teas and coffees, and then was coming round with what drinks do you want? I had some wine, and then she'd just delivered my hot sausage roll that was already unwrapped on a plate with salad, and then and a cake and the various other bits and bobs you get with the food option, well, not even an option, the food that's complimentary to first class, and he was still making an issue of it and said, well, you know, you're in standard, you should have been honourable, I think is what he said, you should have been honourable and not had the food. And I said, well, it's part of the service, isn't it? So I said, so at what point was I supposed to refuse it, given that I was sat in first class anyway? And I said, and so obviously that was a big issue to him, and he started to say that I was misunderstanding him. And I said, well, how am I misunderstanding you? At this point, I'd offered to be moved, and I'd offered to pay, because I didn't want to move. I'd offered to pay the difference, which would have been £10, as I've just been informed by. Customer service at Virgin when I phoned them to initially talk about the situation, and he said, no, that's not the point, and it doesn't work like that. And I said, well, how does it work then? And he said, well, you're sitting in with a standard class ticket. And I said, yeah, so if I pay the £10, I get to keep my food, and I can stay where I am. And then he said, no, it doesn't work like that. And I said, well, how does it work then? What do you want to do about this? Because he's clearly not happy. So he goes away for a bit, and about a minute, and then comes back and said, I'll tell you what, I'll take your food off you. Take your food off you. And by this time, I was like, it was incredulity on my part. I just thought, what on earth is going on? So, yeah, that's what he did. So my half-drank wine my sausage roll that was on a plate that was, well, by this time getting cooler, but with its little bit of salad on a plate. He took that away, took the cake away, basically cleared my table. But for the, well, there was a drop of tea in the cup that he didn't take away. And that was it, really. It was overheard by a member of public who talked to me about it afterwards and said, did I hear what I think I heard? And I said, yeah, you did. And then he tried to complain to someone on the platform, but of course wasn't going to get anywhere. I want to also talk about the complaints process, because I've been given a case number, even though I spoke about it to someone on the phone in detail, been given a case number, and I've been asked to write all this down and to attach either a picture of my ticket that I travelled with, or to send in a copy of my ticket. So at some point I've either got to make the effort in this age of email and everything else and whatever. I've the work, the onus is on me to come up with all the details in order that this can be followed through. Yeah, the only thing I'll be prepared to do possibly as a result of the end of this booth, if I am contacted by Virgin, is to possibly get someone to read the ticket out to me so that I can avail it, that information back to them, because I suppose they need proof that I've been on the train. But really what strikes me is that quite often people with disabilities do get put in first class by station staff, and it seems to be an unspoken agreement with Virgin in particular, that this is a concession that they offer. It's not a right, I'm very aware of that. It's a concession. If it's not a concession, then do not put us in first class, because people will find that suddenly they've got to pay money, or they're put into very embarrassing situations, and they may not have the communication skills or ability, and not patronising one here, that I have, and may not be able to state their case. So really, Virgin, it's for you to look at this, and I'd be very interested in anyone else's comments as to the nature of this particular incident. I don't think I've left anything out. Spare me a second. So no, I've left nothing out. There's nothing else I'd say. To say that I was quite shocked, embarrassed, slightly humoured by it. I have to say that there was a bit of me that kind of found it quite amusing, because I started to imagine, you know, what's he going to do with this half-eaten, well, not even half-eaten, so half-drank wine and a sausage roll that was lying there on a plate. I should also add that in stark contrast to this is what I was going to say, in stark contrast to this, a few weeks ago I was travelling on a Virgin train service to the same destination, different time, and the conductor on that train saw me on the platform, and as the staff assistant was putting me, station staff was putting me on the train, insisted that I be put in first class. He made calls to Euston to ensure I got assistance on the end of the journey, and kept coming up to me and giving me updates. He at various times made sure I was okay, and told me to enjoy the food, and it was, you know, and have it on them and all the rest of it. And then the stewardess that was on that, was on the service that I'm complaining about, was also on that particular service. So she saw the contrast herself, and she was completely at a loss as to what had happened, and said, you know, I'm really sorry and stuff. And I didn't get the guy's name, but, you know, it's pretty obvious, 1810. My name is Paul Hopkins. I can verify who I am if required, but that's all I'm prepared to do in addition to this audio. So if I have a response from you, Virgin Trains, that is great. If I don't, I shall continue to follow the complaints procedure that I've already got hold of anyway with the case number in question. But I just think it's a bit much to put the boot of the onus on me to continue this complaint forward, even though I phoned Virgin customer care to explain the situation fully, as I have done on here. As I said, I'll leave people to comment and whatever, or not, as the case may be, and you may disagree with me, that's fine, but I find it amazing. So I look forward to hearing from whoever. Goodbye for now.